Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, June 7th, 2025.
$14 billion in clean energy projects canceled. Over $14 billion in clean energy investments in the United States have been canceled or delayed this year, according to a report from the nonpartisan group E2 and consultancy Atlas Public Policy. This troubling trend is driven by a proposed tax bill from House Republicans that could remove vital clean energy tax credits, putting around 10,000 jobs at risk. The Inflation Reduction Act, passed in 2022 under former President Joe Biden, was designed to support renewable energy through tax incentives. However, the current House bill threatens these incentives, raising concerns about the future of battery, electric vehicle, solar, and wind energy development. Bob Keefe, executive director of E2, warns that these tax changes could endanger ongoing projects and push businesses to move investments overseas. Recent cancellations include major projects like the Core Power Battery Factory in Arizona and BorgWarner's electric vehicle sites in Michigan. Factors like tariffs and inflation are contributing to these setbacks, particularly affecting the battery storage and electric vehicle sectors. Despite these challenges, nearly $500 million in new clean energy development was reported in April 2025, showing that interest in the sector remains strong.
The rise of stablecoins and their impact on the U.S. Treasury market. Stablecoins, digital currencies linked to stable assets like the U.S. dollar, are gaining momentum and could transform the U.S. Treasury market, especially for short-term securities. On June 6, 2025, Congress is expected to pass new laws that will establish a regulatory framework for stablecoins, aiming to legitimize popular cryptocurrencies like Tether and USD Coin. Supporters argue that clear regulations will enhance stablecoin activity and benefit investors in treasury bills, which are often viewed as cash-like securities. However, some experts caution that this emerging and unpredictable industry could introduce instability into the T-bill market. If these regulations are approved, stablecoins will need to be backed by cash or cash-equivalent assets, and issuers will have to disclose their reserves monthly. Currently, the stablecoin market is valued at around $247 billion and could soar to $2 trillion by 2028 if the new laws are enacted. Major players like Tether and Circle already hold about $166 billion in U.S. treasuries, highlighting their significant role in the financial landscape. What could this mean for the future of money?
RBI cuts repo rate to boost growth. The Reserve Bank of India has made headlines by slashing its key repo rate by 50 basis points, the largest cut in 5 years. This bold move aims to boost economic growth amid low inflation and a shaky global economy. To further enhance cash flow, the RBI has also reduced the cash reserve ratio for banks to 3%. Governor Sanjay Malhotra stressed the importance of certainty in these unpredictable times, prompting this proactive approach. The Monetary Policy Committee, which includes both RBI officials and external experts, backed this decision, marking the third consecutive rate cut since February 2025. India's GDP growth has surged to 7.4% in the first quarter, with the RBI projecting a 6.5% growth rate for the current financial year. Market reactions have been favorable, with the benchmark 10-year bond yield steady at 6.19% and the Indian rupee trading at 85.85 against the U.S. dollar. Analysts believe inflation could drop even further, potentially paving the way for more rate cuts ahead.
China's rare earth strategy and global trade. On June 6, 2025, China announced a bold plan to control the global supply of rare earth elements, a strategy years in the making. This move mirrors U.S. export restrictions, which China sees as attempts to stifle its growth. In April 2025, China implemented new export regulations requiring licenses for rare earth exports, raising alarms among industry leaders about potential production disruptions. With China holding a staggering 70% of the world's rare earth resources, its influence is undeniable. These export controls have already impacted several European auto suppliers that rely on these crucial materials. A recent conversation between former U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping focused on trade issues, particularly the approval process for rare earth magnets. China's approach has evolved since its temporary ban on exports to Japan in 2010 during a territorial dispute. Analysts warn that the lack of clarity in the approval process complicates foreign companies' understanding of China's control over these vital resources. The implications of China's strategy extend beyond trade, posing significant challenges for international businesses and governments amid an ongoing trade war with the United States.
Surge in tech emissions linked to AI growth. The United Nations has unveiled a striking report showing that carbon emissions from top technology companies skyrocketed by 150% from 2020 to 2023. This dramatic rise is fueled by increased investments in artificial intelligence and the growing need for data centers. Companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Meta, and Alphabet reported eye-popping increases, with Amazon's emissions jumping by 182% and Microsoft's by 155%. The report from the UN's International Telecommunication Union emphasizes the urgent need for tech firms to tackle their environmental impact as AI advancements drive energy consumption higher. Currently, there are no clear standards for companies to disclose their emissions related to AI, making it hard to grasp the full effect on energy use. As demand for electricity from data centers continues to surge, projections suggest they could consume around 415 terawatt-hours of electricity in 2024, representing about 1.5% of global power demand. These findings highlight the critical need for the tech industry to innovate responsibly and reduce its environmental footprint.
U.S. tariff increase sparks trade tensions with EU. On June 6, 2023, the United States raised tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50%, escalating tensions with the European Union. This significant increase threatens the EU's metals sector, as manufacturers prepare for rising costs. Nearly all steel and aluminum from the U.S. is now impacted, following a previous 25% tariff introduced in March. Analysts warn that this could effectively shut many European producers out of the American market. Germany, the largest steel producer in the EU, is grappling with rising energy costs and challenges in adopting low-carbon technologies. Major companies like ThyssenKrupp are cutting around 11,000 jobs, while Salzgitter aims to save 500 million euros by 2028. Concerns are also mounting among European aluminum producers, with the industry association European Aluminium condemning the U.S. decision. Economic experts caution that these tariff hikes could provoke retaliatory measures from other nations, ultimately harming the U.S. economy. Maro Sefcovic, the European Commissioner for Trade, emphasized that this decision undermines ongoing negotiations and risks destabilizing transatlantic trade relations. What does this mean for the future of global trade?
Rising tensions over New START treaty. Tensions are escalating over the future of a new strategic arms reduction treaty, or New START, between Russia and the United States. On June 6, 2025, Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov raised alarms about the treaty, which is set to expire on February 5, 2026. He described U.S.-Russia relations as severely damaged, making it unlikely that the treaty will be extended. Originally signed in 2010, New START aims to limit the number of nuclear weapons each country can deploy. In 2023, President Vladimir Putin announced Russia's withdrawal from the treaty, citing U.S. support for Ukraine as a disruptive factor. Ryabkov warned that without an extension, Russia could increase its nuclear arsenal by up to 60%, raising fears of a new arms race. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine complicates the situation further, with recent drone strikes on Russian air bases prompting threats of retaliation from Moscow. As the expiration date approaches, the stakes for global security are higher than ever. What will happen if the treaty is allowed to expire?
Trump and Musk's falling out over tax bill. Former President Donald Trump and billionaire CEO Elon Musk are facing a dramatic rift over a controversial tax bill. In a private meeting in Washington, D.C., Trump expressed his confusion and irritation about Musk's public criticisms of the bill, which could add $2.4 trillion to the already staggering $36.2 trillion U.S. public debt. Musk called the bill financially reckless and vowed to oppose any Republican who supported it, causing Tesla's stock price to drop by 14%. Tensions escalated further when Trump withdrew his nomination of Jared Isaacman, a close ally of Musk, for the NASA administrator position, seen as a direct slight. This rapid decline in their relationship raises questions about Trump's influence among tech donors and younger voters, complicating his fundraising efforts ahead of the midterm elections. What does this mean for the future of political alliances in the tech world?
Canada and India strengthen ties at G7 summit. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has invited Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the upcoming Group of Seven summit, set for June 15 to 17, 2025, in the beautiful Kananaskis, Alberta. This invitation aims to mend diplomatic relations between Canada and India, which have been strained due to serious allegations regarding India's involvement in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader. In response to these claims, Canada expelled several Indian diplomats in October 2024, prompting similar actions from India. Although India is not a G7 member, it will join as a guest at this important gathering of major economies. Carney highlighted India's significance as the fifth-largest economy and its crucial role in global trade. Both leaders are eager to enhance their partnership and address shared challenges. This summit offers a vital opportunity for both nations to rebuild connections and work together on pressing global issues.
Circle Internet's successful IPO. Circle Internet, a leading stablecoin issuer based in New York, made headlines with its initial public offering on June 5, 2025, on the New York Stock Exchange. The very next day, the stock surged by an impressive 48%, reaching a peak price of $123.49, nearly four times its initial offer of $31. This remarkable increase valued Circle Internet at around $32.1 billion, reflecting strong investor confidence. Analysts, including Matt Kennedy from Renaissance Capital, suggest this IPO could signal a recovery in the broader market, which has faced challenges lately. Lynn Martin, president of a New York Stock Exchange, noted that Circle's IPO is a key indicator for the market this year, extending beyond just cryptocurrency. Adina Friedman, CEO of Nasdaq, expressed hope for the market's readiness for more suitable companies, while Lucas Muehlbauer from IPOX indicated that the IPO pipeline may remain active, especially for firms less impacted by global supply chain issues. The successful debut of Circle Internet's stock highlights growing optimism in the cryptocurrency market and hints at a bright future for upcoming IPOs.
Gemini Trust Company files for IPO. Gemini Trust Company, founded by billionaire twins Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, has boldly filed for a stock market launch in the United States. This comes as the cryptocurrency market gains fresh energy, with several blockchain firms, including Circle, successfully going public. The surge in cryptocurrency IPOs signals a significant shift, showing growing confidence among everyday investors. With increasing oversight, Gemini aims to capitalize on this positive market sentiment. The company allows trading in over 70 cryptocurrencies and is looking to enhance its services and platform. This filing reflects a broader trend of optimism in the crypto space, hinting at a future where digital assets gain greater acceptance in finance. What could this mean for your investments? Stay tuned as the landscape evolves.
Supreme Court ruling on government efficiency and privacy. The U.S. Supreme Court has made a pivotal decision, ruling 6-3 to allow the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, to access personal data from the Social Security Administration, or SSA. This ruling temporarily lifts a block by Judge Ellen Hollander, who expressed concerns about privacy. Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson and Sonia Sotomayor disagreed, arguing that the majority didn't demonstrate a clear need for this access. This decision ignites a heated debate about balancing government efficiency with the protection of personal privacy. The legal battle began when labor unions and the advocacy group Democracy Forward claimed that DOGE lacked proper training for handling sensitive information. With the SSA providing benefits to over 70 million recipients, including retirees and disabled individuals, this case underscores the ongoing tension between data access and individual rights. What are your thoughts on this balance?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.